Deadlines looming, too much to do, a difficult situation to get through. No doubt you're beginning to feel stressed. But although we've all been stressed at some point, do we really know what it is or even how to deal with it? Jude Brown is director of the London Stress Company and recognises that sometimes stress is very difficult to pinpoint.
It's something that we've all experienced, but when you actually try and find the language to describe that internal experience, whether it's physical or mental or emotional, it's very difficult. But I would say that stress is a fact of life. And I'd say that it can best be described as a non-specific response of the body to any demand made upon it. And that demand could be external with regards to tasks that others may ask us to do. It could be in communicating with other people. But it could also be internal on the demands that we place upon ourselves, how we're expected to perform, how we are to please other people. So I would definitely say that it is a non-specific response, but it can manifest in so many different ways.
Because it can manifest in so many different ways, how do we know if we are stressed?
When we are experiencing stress, or rather distress, because stress can be quite good. We can have positive stress and negative stress, but it's the negative stress that we tend to experience the most when we feel that we're not able to cope with a situation. It's the negative stress, the distress that the body experiences, that can result in anxiety. It can result in muscle tension. It can result in headaches. All these physical and emotional manifestations of stress.
Once we think we are maybe getting either a physical or an emotional manifestation of stress, what can we do? Because generally the last thing they want to do is kind of anything else. You just want to get involved in your stress.
Yes, very true. Well, on my way here, I was in the train and I saw a quote from Steve Redgrave about trust is part of confidence. And as we become more self-aware, which is what stress management is about, it's self-awareness exercises, we embark on a voyage of self-discovery. We begin to understand ourselves more, how we think, what we feel, if there's congruence between those, as well as how we act. Stress management tools are designed to enable the individual to build that confidence and trust that they will be able to dig deep within themselves to find the resources to cope with stress. So that every situation that the individual finds themselves in, there is the opportunity to discover more about yourself, as opposed to feeling disempowered if you're not able to cope with a certain demand.
Now, that rather implies that you need some time, because quite often part of the problem is you don't have enough time. You know, you've got a deadline, it's coming up and you're feeling really stressed by that. Mm. And of course, it'd be lovely if you could just stop and, I'll take 10 minutes out. I'll have a think about what this really means. But of course, that's not always that practical. So what can you do in those situations?
No, it's not practical. And again, with stress management, one particular aspect of stress management is time management. And the whole premise of stress management techniques is to establish new patterns of behaviour, which includes looking at how you utilise your time. So the great thing about stress management is that you have the power to look at how you're living your life, all aspects of your life, including how you utilise your time. For example, how many of us actually sit aside and look at how much time we spend dealing with incoming calls? If an incoming call comes in and it distracts you from doing a particular task, how many of us are comfortable with saying to the caller, I'm sorry, but I'm not able to continue this conversation right now, but I'll speak to you at another time later. I have something that I have to be getting on with. Very few of us are free and open to embark on that type of conversation and not feel that we are not appreciating our own rights and the rights of the other person. So with regards to time, it's very important to look at how we use our time and to be as open to the possibilities that there is plenty of time for us to do all that we need to do, as opposed to be rushing around and feeling that there's not enough time, because that's a thinking that is in action. If we think, oh, there's not enough time, I have to do this, I have to do that, it's changing the thinking. That's the key.
That's Jude Brown from the London Stress Company.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews.
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.